Okay, Chevra, thank you so much for joining us. B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to begin today's shiur on Parshas Matas Masai, with Hashem's help. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to join me in exploring the teachings of the Tzaddikim. We're going to learn from the Ishbitzer, from the Heilige Meshilach, as well as from the Dega Machane Ephraim, the Tzaddik, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, about the way that they learned up certain psukim, certain verses, and certain episodes within our parsha, with Hashem's help. And I just want to thank you guys all. The feedback on the LPI groups, on the LPI broadcast list from the past couple of days, the content has been unbelievable. And it gives me tremendous chizik to know that we're in this together. This is a movement. This is an organization that's attempting to frame something that's very, very real in our generation in terms of the thirst that all of us feel for something different. We're ready to move beyond. I was telling everybody with Corona, people were talking about going back to normal, going back to normal. And the answer is we have to go back, but not back to normal, right? We have to go forward to a brand new reality. We have to go ahead and make sure that we're not simply slinking back into the reality that was, but rather that we're doing something else. We're starting something new. And with Hashem's help, I don't think that it's coincidence. Nothing's coincidence. But certainly that such a thing has begun to sprout, that such a tremendous tree has begun to flourish. The Lost Princess Initiative at this time to bring together so many neshamas that are giving over Torah for our generation, a Torah for the soul of our youth, a Torah for the soul of the young of all ages among us, those that still feel that there's something to search for, that mashu chaserli, that something's missing. This is what we're here to try to fill, and we're going to try with Hashem's help over the coming weeks and months with everything that we're doing. And like I keep on saying, it's just the very beginning. We have so much more planned, and I hope that you'll stick with us and hold on tight as we take this journey together. But with Hashem's help, we're going to try to move the ball forward. This ball that started rolling 200 years ago, we're going to try to grab hold of that door that's begun to open to let the light of Mashiach in, and to continue to pull it further and further open so that that light can shine and illuminate a very dark and difficult world and a very dark and difficult circumstance that all of us are experiencing, each and every person within their own matziv. It's hard and it's tough, and we need the light of the tzaddikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hikdim refuel lemaka, like Chazal say. God, so to speak, sent the remedy before the malady. Like my Rebbe, Rabbi Weinberger Shlita, who's the rabbinical advisor of the LPI, likes to say all the time, he says, so many of the issues that we're facing today as a community that we perceive to be independent problems and independent maladies and sicknesses that the frum world and whatever part of the spectrum one finds oneself, but we're all struggling communally with certain issues that are across the board. And Rabbi Weinberger says they're all symptoms of one major primary issue. And in the terms of our little project and our little experiment, it's called the loss of the princess. And the princess, of course, Emir Tashem, as you'll learn when the book Be'ezer Hashem comes out and the website's launched, and there's incredible, incredible resources that are just waiting to be explored. I can't wait to share it all with you, with Hashem's help. But that princess represents the soul. That princess represents inwardness, feeling, a sense of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and putting him, so to speak, front and center of Yiddishkeit, to return back to the very, very basic essence of everything that we're doing, that we're trying to go ahead and live a Yiddishkeit that's not fragmented into different mitzvos and into different elements and different avodas and different things, and everything is all over the place. We're trying to encounter that center point from which everything else extends, that center point of feeling and of emotion and of passion and of yearning and longing and a feeling and a spirit, like I posted earlier today, of engagement beyond the marriage. We're all married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all entered in, so to speak, to this contract. We had a ksuba. We signed something. We're in it to win it. And we feel that obligation, so to speak, is on our shoulders. And we go ahead and we try our best. But the question is, do we have that feeling that a couple has before they get married, in that period before they're mamish living together, when they're engaged, when they know that they belong to one another, but they're not yet able to go ahead and to live together? That feeling of engagement is the soul of marriage. And if people get married and lose that spirit of engagement, the main thing is missing. The main thing is missing. The tzaddikim taught us how to yearn for that which we already have. And that's what we're trying to foster the Ezer Hashem at the Lost Princess Initiative, to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to somehow tap into a spirit of engagement, to a spirit of yearning, to a spirit of ratzon. I want this. This is my whole life. And Yiddishkeit is not just limited to the shul and to the Beis Knesses and to the Beis Medrash and to the Kollel, wherever I'm learning, wherever I'm engaging, focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yiddishkeit extends to every single aspect of my life. I can't breathe without Hashem. I can't chill with friends without Hashem. I can't be creative without Hashem. I can't eat or sleep without Hashem. Every single aspect of my life is permeated with a relationship. That it's not simply that we're married and something stale for 80 years, we're together and we take out the garbage and she makes the dinner, v'chule. It's bursting with a spirit of ratzon, of engagement, of yearning, of longing every minute to say, Master of the world, I'm in a conscious relationship with you. I can speak to you. You're my beloved. Ani l'doydi v'doydi li. That's what we're trying to accomplish, and we can only do it with each and every one of you. And I beg you all to spread the word, to share, to tell people what's going on, because mamish, we're just beginning, and I believe that we tapped into something very unique and very special. Something that the tzaddikim have been waiting hundreds of years for right now, for our generation, to stand up. Sometimes we look in the mirror and we think we're so low and we're so broken. Anachnu dar mitzuyan, chevro. We are an amazing, a wondrous generation. We have to realize what opportunity we have to make a grassroots movement from the bottom up and to really take stock of the opportunity we have as a generation to do something unprecedented. And we can do it together. We can do it with the tzaddik, and we can do it only b'siyata d'shmaya and b'shem Hashem nasim and atzliach. And so I thank you for joining me, and be'ezer Hashem, like I mentioned before, we're just beginning. And so hold on tight, because it's going to get mamish, more and more beautiful, more and more special as we go ahead. So I'm going to share my screen now so we can see the source sheets together. Let me just try to do this. Okay. Yeah, the chaver can see it. Ami, how are we doing? A thumbs up from Ami. Okay, we're doing good. Ami, it's so good to see you. Okay, so here we begin with the Mi'a Shiloach and Parshas Matos Masai. As we stand, really, in a certain sense, we stand at the end of the Torah, really, right? Because Sefer Devarim largely is a reiteration of all the different elements of everything that happened. It's called Mishneh Torah. It's a separate inyan. Over here, we stand by the Yarden, about to enter into the Holy Land, and it's time that we take stock of realizing, what did we learn throughout the year? Like all the Chabad Tzaddikim used to say in Yiddish, Medaf Leben mit the Parshas. You have to live with the Parshas, not just something that we read and we hear in Shul. You have to live with it. And this really speaks to the point that we made before about Yiddishkeit being something that we perceive to be our life force. It's something beautiful. It's something wondrous and special and exciting. It really genuinely is. It genuinely is, and we can feel that. And we do at times feel that, and we have felt that in the past as children. We can tap back into that. What did we learn? Here I want to present you with what I believe are some of the deepest lessons that the Torah has been teaching us and reviewing again and again and again and again, from Bereshis to Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, all the way through until Parshas Matos Masai, that the Tzaddikim speak about mamish on this week's Parsha, that are so important and so fundamental and so deep that we need a lot of Siyata Deshmaya as always. Chevra, mamish, I want you to know that I cannot do this on my own. Every word that I speak is only because we're together, that these neshamas are sitting together to learn from the tzaddikim. Let's focus on the words. Let's focus on the tzaddik. Let's focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we're trying to get close to, and together we can accomplish something. I believe it. Mamish. Okay, so let's dive in. Says the Heilige Mi'a Shiloach, Chus Yagon Aleinu, the Ishbitz Rebbe, the founder of the Ishbitz dynasty. Vayayimru imatzanu chein be'inecha yitin es ha'aretz hazoi slavadecha la'achuza. The leaders of the Shvatim, the leaders of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven are standing in front of Moshe and asking for a separate portion. That all of Am Yisrael is going to spread out throughout the land as Yoshua, Be'ezer Hashem, Sefer Yoshua, is going to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. And Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven are asking for a portion me'ever liyarden, on the other portion that they perceive to be fertile land. This is a land that they've set their eyes on, and they ask Moshe to be able to be given this land. Says the Ishbitzer, Bazeh ha'inyin nirmaz. Listen to this, chevra. In this sugya. It's a very strange and interesting portion of the Torah where B'nai Gadim and Reuven actually accomplish what it is that they set out to do. V'zeh inyan nirmaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to each and every one of us through these psukim and teaching. That if a person will go ahead and will sanctify his place, and it doesn't just mean a physical place, an emotional place, a theological place, a circumstance in life, a place. And that means that the person is living life wherever one finds oneself. A person is living in accordance with the will of God. And a person is always living in tandem and in connection with the desire, so to speak, and the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not just for pratiyus. It doesn't just mean a person putting on tefillin and shaking a lulav and eating matzah on Pesach and drinking on Purim. All those things, of course it means that. But it means living not just the halacha, but like Rabbi Nachman teaches us in Torah Vav, in the sixth lesson of Likutei Maran, al tikri halacha, rather, ela halicha, right? A paraphrase and a switch around of Chazal's statement to walk with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Halacha is halicha. That every single second I need to be asking myself, what's Ratzon Hashem? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me in this moment? Am I conscious of Him? Does He permeate this experience? Does He fill this place? A person who's living bedalid amos shel halach says the Heilige Me'ashiloh achal kedushas Eretz Yisrael al zeh hamakom. When a person is living in accordance with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best as he or she can, that place physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, theologically, circumstantially, that place becomes sanctified with the actual holiness of Eretz Yisrael, with the actual sanctity of the Holy Land, of the Promised Land. That they asked for this portion, Me'ivah Yardin, that it wasn't actually mamish in Eretz Yisrael that God promised to Avram Avinu. It wasn't mamish in that place. Sha'af she'ena nichlal begvulei Eretz Yisrael, even though the Ishbitzer says that this actual physical location was not included in Eretz Yisrael proper, within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and constantly spoke about throughout Am Yisrael's journey, Adam and Sraim, and ultimately to this promised land. It was outside. Mikol makayim, even so, Hiskem Hashem Yisbarach, the master of the world was maskin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his haskama, sheyachal kedushas Eretz Yisrael sham, that because they're living in this place in tandem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they came to ask Das Torah from Moshe, and they came to inquire from him, can you go ahead and check by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this something that God wants? Outside of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, in a bidiyevet situation, l'cha'era, right? What seems to be bidiyevet, what seems to be an anomaly, a strange thing, that all of Am Yisrael are one side, and here we find ourselves in no man's land, me'ivah l'yardein, alone. Can you check with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that this is justified? Can you check with him that this is validated? And the second the answer comes back, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a stamp of approval on this, guess what? It's no longer a bidiyevet. And it's no longer chol, it's no longer mundane, and it's no longer secondary, and it's no longer something that we have to regret, and it's no longer something that we have to bemoan. It immediately becomes filled and permeated and imbued with the spirit of Eretz Yisrael itself, that place where we are. L'chol mitzvah satluyis var, he says, not just a nice Torah, it's not just a nice var. Actually, practically, all of the halachas, shmita and shrumas and maisers and all the halachas that are talui in Eretz Yisrael, in the physical earth, in the soil, in the land of this holy place, applies, me'ivah l'yardein, applies to this place of the B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. An amazing thing. V'chein m'chal makayim, and he says, the same is true for every place. And again, by place, we don't just mean physically, but we mean any portion of a life that we feel our consciousness to be taking up, that we feel that we are occupying, on whatever level we're living, every place. V'chol makayim, sheyakdish adam mekayim, l'shem Hashem. Every place that a Jew goes ahead and consciously says, I'm sanctifying this situation. Is it a bidiyeved? We'll find out. It appears to be like a bidyeved. There's corona. All of us have to leave Eretz Yisrael from our yeshivas. All of us have to go ahead, mamish Eretz Yisrael, bidyuk, the land itself. The seminaries are closing down. Everybody has to go back. It's a bidyeved legamri. This is not what we expected. This is not what we signed up for. This is not what we were looking toward. But the question is, can you make that a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light to dwell? Can you find a way somehow to say, Rabbanu Shalom, it may seem to be a bidyeved on the surface, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to make the best of it. And I'm going to try to live and not to give up and not to become complacent and not to let go, but I'm going to continue to search for the princess. I'm going to continue to try every single morning that I wake up to say, how can I add on more innocence? How can I add on more feeling? How can I add on more sincerity? How can I be kinder, gentler, sweeter? How can I make the world a better place? How can I think of others? How can I think of the ultimate other with a capital O, the Ribbono Shel Olam? Says the Me'ah Shiloach, v'chein b'chol makim sheyakdish ha'adam mekayem l'shem Hashem, hu kadosh b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You have to realize that your house in Queens or Brooklyn or wherever you are tuning in from the world, that place can actually be permeated. It's not, again, he's not saying that it's a nice, sweet thing to think about. It mamish. We see from B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven that it was Chayiv in mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz. It actually becomes sanctified with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael itself. You think you left. You never left. You never ever left. Shesham yishkan Hashem yizbarach b'kviyas. You can make your place, your physical house, your difficult family circumstance and situation, your emotional struggles, your traumas of the past, all the mekomos, all of the places that you occupy, you can turn that in to a palace and to a dwelling place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just visit from time to time, where Yishkan Hashem Yisbarach B'kfiyas, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually goes ahead and moves in with you. Mamash moves in with you. V'hu Dairish Oysat Tamed, and it becomes a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly looking toward and yearning for and thinking about. Kiviyachol. Kedematzina b'gemara, like we find in the Gemara in Brachas, Oyev Hashem Sha'arim HaMetzionim B'Halacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, so to speak, the Sha'arim HaMetzionim B'Halacha. Comes from a pasuk, Oyev Hashem Es Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yerushalayim, I believe the pasuk is, or something to that effect. But Chazal tell us that that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the gates which are expert in Halacha more than any other gates of learning, more than any other gates of tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for that kind of learning. That's what's called La'asuke Shmaitza, to learn the Gemara and the Rishonim and Acharonim Alibi de Hilchasa, to be able to make it Alibi de Hilchasa. But he makes a little bit of a diuk in the pasuk, that Sha'ar Mamatsuyanim B'Halacha, like we learned, means Halicha, to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be conscious of His love, to be conscious of the relationship that we have with Him. We're only in this world for a short period of time. We think we're here forever, chevra. We should all live long and happy and healthy till 120. Be'ezer Hashem, we should only know goodness, revealed goodness, begashmias beruchnias, forever and ever, for us and all of our families. But we have to realize that life is a gift. Life is mamish a gift, the greatest gift, and therefore it's the greatest opportunity, and therefore it's the greatest obligation to do something, mamish, to do something, to make a storm. So much we spend time thinking about what do I have to share with the world? What can I do? What can I accomplish? And we have self-doubt, and we have self-loathing, and self-shame, and we have to understand we're wasting precious time. Rabbi Nachman taught us, in Yiddish, mitarnisht ibertrachten, don't overthink. Don't overthink, because the more you overthink and you think you're being a chacham, and I think that I'm being a chacham when I sit and I contemplate and I'm thinking, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? And I stand, you know, those chavre, they come to learn in a beis medrash for a half hour. They spend 28 minutes in front of the bookshelf. Should I learn this thing? Should I learn this sefer? Should I learn? Rabbi Nachman taught us, mitarnisht ibertrachten, mitartrachten. I don't know how to say it. How do we say it? Chaim knows how to speak Yiddish here. We have to. Medaf, right? Medaf. Medaf trachten. You have to think of mitarnisht ibertrachten. Right? I got it right, Chaim? Okay. So medaf trachten. Mitarnisht ibertrachten. You can't overthink. You have to think. Don't overthink. Each and every one of us is packed with awesome, awesome potential. Unbelievable potential that we can't imagine. And I once went to a concert by a performer. I'm sure you heard of Yishai Ribo. Right? All of us have heard of Yishai Ribo. What a neshama, what he's doing for Am Yisrael, it's unimaginable. So I once went to a concert with my wife. We took a night off, we went out, And here you have one human being. It's just flesh and blood. You know, some of you might be convinced otherwise. It's just flesh and blood. And he's standing on a stage in front of, I don't know how many thousands of people, thousands and thousands of people, and anybody knows the diversity of the crowd that he appeals to is phenomenal. You have Haredim from, you know, Mei Sharim, and you have Chilonim from Tel Aviv, and everybody's sitting together, and it's remarkable atmosphere, and you have one human being, one flesh and blood, and he stands up there and he makes a bracha. And the amen that thunders, that shakes Yerushalayim, that shakes the world is, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. And here I am sitting in the crowd, one speck in a gigantic ocean, right? And one speck on the whole beach of people. And I'm thinking to myself, and I hope this is not egotistical to think, I think each of us should be thinking this. Is my bracha not worth the power that emanated from this person's man? Just a human being. I'm also just a human being. All of us are just human beings. We may not feel like we have the platform that Yishai Ribo has. But each and every one of us need to believe that every bracha that comes out of our mouth should be the most exciting, the most wondrous, the most phenomenal thing, that we should have 10,000 people looking at us and waiting for every other word that comes out of our mouth. Each of us, so we don't have the illusion. We don't have the illusion. Maybe it's not an illusion, but we don't have the illusion that people depend on us, that people think that what we do is valuable. But beyond the illusion of not thinking that, because that's an illusion that we don't think that, is a crowd of 20,000 malachim, 30,000, infinite malachim that are sitting there all together, diverse, and they do nothing else. They find nothing else more entertaining is a lowly word to use. It's not the right mashal. They find nothing else more exhilarating than to hang on to every word of Kedusha, to every machshava tova, to every dibur tov, to every positive action, and to lift it up to the master of the world. We have to believe that each and every one of us is enormously powerful, and life is so short. So matarnish ibitrachtin, and we have to do something. And so instead of spending so much time thinking, what can I do? And I'm crippled because of this, that, and the other thing. When one Rebbe said this to me, and this one did that to me, and my father and my mother, and we spend years and years and we're wasting precious time. It's not an immaturity to move on. It's not naive, and we're not working out our problems. Of course, each person, each situation needs to be dealt with, right? There are certain severe cases, and all of us know what our situation is. But we're talking for the norm, for the standard. It's so liberating to stand up and, like Rabbi Nachman said, of our ayin, what was is gone. Umei achshav. And from now, from this moment on, like Chazal tell us, ein va'ata ela lashon tshuva. Every time we see the word va'ata and now in the Torah, it means tshuva. Something new is starting. Va'ata, umeata, and from now, I can start a revolution. I can bring the whole world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me, little me. I can make a difference. I can sanctify every bidyevet in my life to the lichatchila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate love. An ultimate closeness. Our bidyevet, like I say sometimes, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lichatchila. I'll say that again. Our bidyevet in life, in retrospect, not that we go into bidyevet situations, but from this moment, looking back in time, everything that happened to us that we perceive to be a bidyevet, even mistakes that we made, things that we were posheya, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lichatchila. From that aspect, from a very lofty, lofty level of Hanagas HaYichud and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, that place of Arik Anpin, of absolute, perfect, no din, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Magin Miracious Acharis, without getting to the whole sug of Yedi and Bechira, you'll have to buy the book on the story of our lives, Be'ezer Hashem, chapter 16 and 17, go through the whole sug of Mitchila V'Atsof, to understand how to utilize these truths in a healthy way, and how not to become ta'ut, not to make a mistake, not to the right or to the left, but to know how to use it healthily. But from the moment, looking backwards, in retrospect, every bidyevet is Hashem's lechatchila. Every bidyevet is an Eiver HaYardein, that if I choose correctly from this moment onward, I can sanctify with Kedushas HaAretz, with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, mamish, not just a nice thing, mamish Eretz Yisrael. every broken relationship, every broken dream for the future, every brokenness of trauma and difficulty that we struggled in the past can become sanctified with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what am I doing with that makom now? Hashem gave us each a makom, all of us. Kishem, like Chazal say, Kishem Shepartzufeim Einam Shoinim, just like their faces are not, right, are Shoinim, are different from one another. Kach Deyaseim Einam Shavas. So too, their perspective and their consciousness and their way of living life and their perch, so to speak, from which they look at everything, all of Yiddishkeit and all of life and everything in the world is different, is unique, is special. We all have our makom. We all have our Dalet Amos. And guess what? After 120, we'll weiter have our little Dalet Amos in the kever. And it's not unlike what we do when we're living. It's not unlike that. The Kotzker said, it's sharp, but this is what he said. He said, all of life is just a preparation for dying. Right? In a certain crazy way, if you think about it, right? If Olam Haba is the Tachlis, and like Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, we're in the Prazder, we're only, so to speak, in this small little hallway, and this is not the Ikar, let's not get confused and get distracted, that's not the main thing, always look toward the Tachlis, but it's a preparation for that time. So why can't we already begin living with that sense of individuality, with that sense of uniqueness, that little Dalet Amos, Shal Halacha, Shal Halicha, that all of us have to transform for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Evra Yardin, this Bidiyevet, this lowliness, to lift it up and to open our hearts and to open our minds and to open ourselves to become transparent to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spend so much time putting up walls. Some of the Mevaseret Chevra will remember, we spoke about this, we spent time with this, right? We spend so much time putting on walls in front of others and in front of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no need. There's pashit no need. If there's one being, and if there's one relationship in which we ought to be utterly transparent, it's before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows everything anyway, and who loves us regardless, and don't listen to anybody who will tell you otherwise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He loves us infinitely, and He cares for us, and we're precious to Him. And anybody else who takes a leadership role in any capacity and breaks Jewish hearts by telling them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not love them, and focuses so much on Gehenna and so much on these things which are genuine aspects and elements of the tradition when understood in the proper context and framework, and breaks Jews even more than they're broken, and is mekatrig on Jews, certainly not willingly, but is mekatrig on Jews by speaking about sins and by speaking about negativity instead of lifting people up and instead of telling people that they're holy and how much power they have. They're setting Yiddishkeit back 500 years. Mashuhu acher karapo. Something new is happening, Chevra. There's a new light in the world. There's something shining, and all of us who are on this call feel it. We know it. We feel it with every particle of our being. There's something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals new elements of Torah. It's not a Chadash Asim and Atar. It's not something new. It's something very, very old that we forgot along the way. It's the lost princess. There's a new way. There's a new derech. Rabbi Nachman revealed in the metaphor of the story of Shvil Menatzad. It's a new path. It's a new way. And we're being called upon to take it. And we're being called upon to move things forward toward Mashiach. B'sifra da, says the Zohar Kaddish. With this Sefer, with the Zohar Kaddish, with Panimius HaTorah, with an inward perspective on Yiddishkeit, on ourselves, on others, on life bechlal. Yafkin bein min galusa, you will leave exile, berachame, with rachmanas. Without an apocalypse, and without imagery of fires and atom bombs and nuclear weapons. Birachame, with Rachmanes. Walking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace, Chevra. And this is not some fluffy, sweet hippie talk. This is what the tzaddikim promised. B'sifra da, yafkin bein galusa, birachame. These tzaddikim, the Kedushas Levi, Schus Yagon Aleinu, Rabbi Nachman, the Alter Rebbe, the Kuznetzer, the Chazim Lublin, these tzaddikim, they only saw light, and not because they were naive, because they looked at life from an elevated perspective. They looked at life through the sunglasses of these higher levels, of a deeper understanding of what it means to be a Jew, of a deeper understanding of what it means to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. They knew which chazals to teach at the right time. Chazal is very broad. You could find almost anything you want in chazal. You understand that? You can make a whole new religion nitpicking with chazals. The tzaddikim knew how to filter, so to speak, certain ideas and how to present the mitzvos and how to present the consciousness that's necessary for every generation. And this is what we need. This is mamish what we need, and we have to do our part. You cannot fight darkness with darkness, chaver. This is the basics of chasidus, the basics of pnimius. You have to fight darkness only with light. And that means increasing the intensity with which we engage in pnimius HaTorah. No matter what kind of pnimius HaTorah, I don't say it has to only be chasidus. I'm a huge fan, as you guys know, of Nefesh HaChaim. Whatever speaks to you, Reb Dessler, Reb Huttner, everything in between, whatever you want. But to be able to start looking at Yiddishkeit with new eyes, with deeper eyes, Eini Hashem al Tzaddikim, with the eyes of the righteous, so that we move the ball forward, so that we illuminate our lives and the light and the lives of those around us. This is what we're being called upon to do. And mamish, we have to feel that it's an actual obligation on us, because not many people, how many people are on this call? 20 people? How many people are on this call? This is it. This is who God has. This is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending his message to. This is the neshamas that are still feeling, that are still alive. We are being tasked with the obligation of taking this message and bringing it to the world. Each and every one of us in our own way. It's a chiv, it's a must. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. He's yearning for us and he needs us. Kiviyachol. Can we transform our makom into a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? From the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it's an open chazal. That's, so to speak, a chiluv, so to speak, an exchange, so to speak, a substitute, but it's not a substitute as bidyevet, it's a chatchila substitute. An exchange for the Beis HaMikdash is the dalad amen shel halacha, the dalad amen shel halicha, of focusing on the Ratzon Hashem. In the Shasam mitzvahs loisa say, the Ramach mitzvahs say, every sifkat in the Mishnah Berurah, halacha, mamish kemashmoy, bursting with intention, bursting with love, bursting with feeling, but also all the gray areas in between, that's my priority, that's what I'm focused on, that's what we call the house of my Yiddishkeit, not the hotel. It's not something that's just something on the side. It's where I live. It's where I live. It's where, when I take three steps off of this path, I know I have to go home. I don't just go to another hotel. I need to go home. This is my home. This is my home. This is where I live. That's the first lesson. We could talk about this for the rest of the time, and I'm sure way, way well past that. But let's move on. Doesn't look like we're going to get to the Rami Lamelech, but let's see, to the Degel. Unless we should do the Degel. Give me 1 second. You know, this is related. Let's see the Degel. Be'ezer Hashem, next year we'll see the Me'ashiloach together in person in Yerushalayim, Be'ezer Hashem. So let's go to the Degel Machane Ephraim, and let's try to knock this home with the time that we have left. Hecholtzumi itchem anashim letzava v'yitzbo amidyan lasis nikmas Hashem b'midyan. There was a goral, right, that was cast to be able to choose warriors to go ahead and to fight, lasis nikmas Hashem b'midyan, to go ahead and to provide the retribution of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Midian, on the Midianites. Yesh leimar b'zeh b'derech remez, says the Degel. He says, I want to teach you the deeper understanding of the pasuk b'derech remez. Al derech shemati mimechutani, that which I heard from my mechutin harav havasik hamanoyach marenu, Reb Nachman Horodenker, Rabbi Nachman's grandfather. Rabbi Nachman married Adol. Together they had a daughter, Fega. Fega married Simcha, and together they had Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman's uncle, the brother of Fega, was the Heilige Degel Machane Ephraim, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Ephraim Sadlakov, of Sadlakov, and his brother, Baruch Meshbitzer, were Rabbi Nachman's uncles. And so this is his mechutin. This is, right? His relative through marriage. Marein Rabbi Nachman Horodenkerzal. Al pasik v'ishla yale imach mechola harahu. That Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain and HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns, let no other person ascend the mountain aside from you. Listen to these words. Dalad ama shal halacha. Hainu kishadam roitz alavad Hashem be'emes u'betimimas. When a Jew wants to serve God, be'emes u'b'tmimos, not because his parents want him to, not because his mashkiach is going to pour water on him or something if he doesn't, not because he feels compelled to societally, but be'emes u'b'tmimos, when he realizes that it's just my life. Like the Pius Setzner Rebbe spent so much time talking about in the beginning of Chavasat Amidim, we are our own educators. We can't rely on anyone else. In this generation, certainly it's on us. Our lives are at stake. It's our obligation to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. The emes of atmimus, I want to be sincere. I want to feel it. I know that the world is full of emptiness and full of sheker and full of shallowness and lies and stupidity and pettiness. I want to connect to something real. The emes of atmimus, to be transparent before HaKadosh Baruch. As I tzarech lachshav ledames ba'atzmi kilu hu ba'atzmi yichidi ba'olam. What's the prerequisite? What's the premise? What's the necessity? Is for a person to go ahead and to look in himself in the mirror as yichidi ba'olam, as being utterly and absolutely unique. V'lo yelo shum panim mishum adam. Shum paniya rather, mishum adam. And a person shouldn't be choshesh min olam, like we talked about. A person shouldn't be thinking, what does this one think of me? What's that one going to say? If you know something is emes lamita, you feel it within you, it works for you, it's bringing you close to Hashem, it's your unique derech, and it's something holy, and it's something that's established and rooted in the tradition from our Sinai. So you don't listen to anybody in the whole entire world. Doesn't matter how old they are and how white their beard is. It makes no difference. You stand strong and don't allow yourself to be pushed backward no matter what. No matter what. And not to do things in a positive sense because of ulterior motive to impress people. But to be alone. To say this is my journey. To say this is my prerogative. This is my mission. And this, he says, also is pshat in that pasuk, right? So that's how he's learning the pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you want to go ahead and be mekabel the Torah. You want to go ahead up the mountain to trigger and to activate the beginning of Matan Torah, of Maimed Har Sinai. V'ish lo yali imach b'chalahar. You make sure that nobody else is walking with you. You're alone. You're alone. You're with every single member of Am Yisrael. L'shem yichud kutzebrichu shchinte. B'shem kol Yisrael. For sure. You're going ahead and you're connecting to the shorish of all of Am Yisrael that manifests in every single one of the 600,000 root souls and the millions of Jews without a question. Without question. But in my avoda, it's yashar to HaKadosh Baruch with no stops in between. It's me and him. We're in the cheder yichud. We're together. You have to come by yourself up the mountain. And he says, this is also pshat in the pasuk. V'chol adam le'yeh ba'ol moed b'boi l'chaper b'kodesh. The same thing. The Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim alone. Alone. All the other avodah, he's surrounded by the Leviim and the Kehanim and everything that's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes time to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of your life, when it comes time to go into the Holy of Holiest, to that ultimate point of sanctity, to that ultimate point of sincerity and of transparency and of oneness with the Master of the world, to be, so to speak, Moser Nefesh, to give ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, please, I'm begging you, take me to be your beloved. Will you marry me, Ribbono Shel Olam? When it comes time for that moment under the chuppah, you better make sure that there's nobody standing with you. The parents walk you up there, but tachlis, when you stand up there, it's you and your beloved. It's us on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alone, in the Holy of Holiest. V'zehu gam kein apirish, and listen to what he does with this Maimon Chazal, it's phenomenal. Chazal tell us, b'makam she'ein ish, hishtadalias ish, which on a pashut level means, all of us know, right? And this also ties into what we're talking about the need to feel this obligation to spread the word and to spread the light of Pnimius. In this generation, it's mamish. It's the Torah of Mashiach. On a pashut level, it means that b'makam she'ein ish, when there's other people not doing something that's needed to be done, hishtadalias ish. You should go ahead and try to be that person, to stand up, so to speak, and to take that burden on your shoulders, even though you feel that it's something that's beyond you, but nobody else is doing it. You have to be a soldier for God. You have to do that which you know you must. Listen to the way that the Degel reads this Maamar Chazal to change the way that you look at this forever. I'll read it to you outside. I'll tell it to you outside, and then we'll see it in person, in the text, mamash in person. B'makom she'ein ish. Hishtadalius ish. People should try to be in a place where there's no other people. You understand? B'makim she'ein ish. The pasuk shot is in a place where there's no people. Hishtadalius ish. Try to be that person. Says the Degel lechatchila. B'makim she'ein ish. It's specifically in a place where there's no people that you should try to find yourself. Hishtadalius ish. Try to find yourself in always in a place that b'makim she'ein ish. Make your Yiddishkeit unique. Make your Yiddishkeit a personal adventure. Hishtadalius ish. You know where you should try to go ahead and to be an Ishmael Chama, to fight your wars, to go ahead and to chart a path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'makam she'in ish. That's where Hishtadalius ish. That's where you should try to do your Avodah, specifically in a consciousness that there's nobody else but me. And how apropos this is to us, Chevra, on lockdown, or certainly, if not on lockdown, then not where we would like to be. If it's in yeshiva with friends, or it's back at work, or in the normal, so to speak, that we spoke about. It's difficult, it's taxing. If we have children, it's taxing. If we don't have children, it's taxing. If we're married, it's hard. If we're not married, it's hard. Every single person in their situation, it's difficult, it's challenging. But here the Degel says, in a certain way, it's possible to look at this, but Tziruv, combining the first lesson that we learned from the Ishbitzer and the second lesson from the Derech HaMachane Ephraim, is that it's a lechatchila. Hishtadalius ish, b'makam she'in ish, this is where we should try to be, so to speak. To look at ourselves as individuals. To look at ourselves not with this group identity. I'm a Jew because I was born into this firm community, and this is what we do on Sukkot, and this is what we do on Pesach, and we wrap on Tefillin in the morning, we wrap it off, and we wear tzitzis. None of that. None of that group think. None of that group identity. B'makam she'in ish, hishtadalius ish. Yiddishkeit becomes real when we feel like it's a relationship that's unique to us. That I have an in with the Borei Olam. That I have an in with the Master of the World. That's what Hispodidus is about. That I could speak to him, pel peh. He's my best friend. And there's no one else there. And there's no one else to be choshesh from. There's nobody else to think about what this guy's thinking about me. Or doing it because you want to impress somebody else. It's not about that. It's about my life. And it's about taking stock of the moment to become batal to the Ein Sof. To give my neshama what it knows it needs. Not just so that in Olam Haba I'll get schar. But so that I can experience schar Olam Haba ba'olam hazeh. Ashrecha. Ba'olam hazeh. V'tov lach olam haba. To be able to experience the paradise of living in this world. To have the ultimate nachas from our marriages, from our children, to build houses that are full of kedusha, that are full of sweetness and holiness and meaning. It's not about the next world, it's about this world, Chevra. This is where it's at. Mamish, to be able to draw the next world into this world by virtue of having this relationship that's on fire, that's with so much passion and with so much consciousness and with so much connectivity. That's what we're talking about here. So now that the makam shein ish, hishtadalius ish, that's where you should try to be. Dafka, in a consciousness that's separate from what everybody else is doing, and from what everybody else is thinking, and from what everybody else is just going through the motions and by rote. So now we can tap back into the first teaching from the Ishbitzer, which taught us that we can then sanctify that makam, even if that makam was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Strange thing. I don't want to get political. We don't know what's going on with Uma now this year. People are always screaming, how could you leave Eretz Yisrael? Mamela from America, they have the problem with you leaving your wife. They never have problems with people leaving their wives for a business trip for a week, but this they have a problem with, aside from getting into all of that. I don't want to be sarcastic. But with regard to Eretz Yisrael, that's a challenge for people. But Tziruf, putting these two things together, even if all of Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, if I feel that my Yiddishkeit is depending on this, B'makam she'ein ish, hishtadalius ish. I have to try to be in that place, dafka, where nobody else is. I'm not going to be bullied into thinking that what Rabbi Nachman said doesn't matter until it has a haskama from a gadol adar from 200 years later, right? We have to understand Rabbi Nachman was a gadol in his time. And Rabbi Nachman promised that this is what he wanted to come to his place. Not to be bullied into not doing what I know that I need to do. And memela, when that happens, Uman becomes Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nachman already says that the tzaddikim yirshu aretz, the place where a tzaddik is buried is kadosh b'kedushas haaretz. That's a separate thing. But the whole trip, people say, okay, when you're standing at the kaver, it's Eretz Yisrael. You're standing there the whole Rosh Hashanah. You're traveling over Ukraine, all these places. You have to understand that with this me'ashiloach, with making my life, even the b'diyevet, from somebody else's perspective, and even from our perspective, b'makam she'ein ish, that becomes kadosh b'kedushas haaretz. Every step that you take, Even outside of physical Eretz Yisrael, becomes sanctified with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Who told us Eretz Yisrael is holy? The Torah. And the Torah also told us to believe Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim are telling us that every place that a Jew makes a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his or her life, that place becomes holy with the Kedusha of Eretz. Who gave you the right to be Mechalik, what the Torah says here and what the Torah says here? It's Kedusha of Eretz. Period. That's what it is. And so B'siyat HaDashmai, we should be Zocha to assess our situation. To go out from the group think, the group identity, the roboticism of today, what they call the orthopraxy, just going through the motions and the rote. But to realize that there's a princess that exists, that's accessible, it's really genuinely real. And we can tap into that spirit, each of us in our own way, but we have to yearn for it, and we have to think about it, and we have to make every effort to search for it and to seek it. And this is the place where she is found. In these teachings, in this consciousness, which is a whole different way of looking at Yiddishkeit, to go out from that road and to try to access the spirit of the princess, to sanctify all of our lives. The individuality and the uniqueness and the separateness from everybody else. To become a person that's tochel ratzuf from the inside and from the outside, battle, so to speak, to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in a negative way that we feel burdens us and it's an obligation, it's a chore that we seek to break free from at the first opportunity, but it's the most beautiful, wonderful relationship. That we feel that we reap the benefits from every moment. That every tefillah gives us life. Tefillah lekel chaya, like Rabbi Nachman says. That every time we open up a sefer, we have clarity. We're filled with purpose and meaning. And we can feel it. We can experience it. And we do experience it. We should be zocha to continue to experience it. To be mekadosh every makom of our lives. On every level that we're living with the Kedushas Haaretz. And b'siyata d'shmaya with Hashem's help, we should be zocha to ultimately make it all the way at the end to Eretz Yisrael itself, to be able to come back to this place, to the Eretz Machmar Aneinu that we're yearning for, that we're longing for, to be able to make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Eretz Yisrael in our lives, surrounded by the actual Kedushas Haaretz. I bless that upon all of you, I bless it upon myself, and I bless it upon all of Am Yisrael with Hashem's help. So, Be'ezer Hashem, share these teachings, spread the word about the LPI, let your friends know, post it on your status, send it around. It's hafatza mamish. It's mamish, literally, you don't know whose life you can change. The messages that I'm getting from people saying, what is this? I never heard speakers like this. I never heard people talking like this. What is not just another Torah anytime, you know, it's all wonderful. It's not just another little snippets from powerful speakers. There's a Ruach Acheres here. There's something else. It's a different consciousness. And so we owe it to everyone around us to go ahead and to tell them that there's an opening, that there's an access point, that I believe is something so unique, b'siyata d'shmaya, and we should continue to grow together, b'siyata d'shmaya. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I love you all, mamish. Thank you so much for tuning in and for joining me in this learning session. Wishing you the most beautiful Shabbos. Thank you so much, Chevra.